there, and welcome to your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and Jerry Usher will be joining us tomorrow, so we'll have him back. Today, we're going to discuss a very interesting topic that I think it does affect most of us. And I'm not talking about righteous anger that you read about in Scripture and all four Gospels, where Jesus turned over the tables with the money changers. I'm not talking about righteous anger. I'm talking about anger, right, that we experience here on earth with other people, with things that frustrate us, the things that really cause us to rise to that level of an angry reaction. So how do you handle anger? That's the question I'm asking today. Let's hit the ground running and let's get you to weigh in on this, the Take Two way. I'll impart some life skills and things that we use to help with anger management, but how do you handle anger? Or maybe you're still struggling with that. That's a part of you that you're like, you know, I go to confession all the time and I'm always saying, I got angry, Lord. You're saying sorry all the time to people because your anger is leading the way. Let's talk about it. How do you handle anger? We are live today. I'd love to hear from you. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. Please fill up those phone lines. I really want to have a very good, healthy discussion on this. I don't want anybody getting angry on air. We don't need any of that displayed on air, but I do want to discuss it in a real way. And if you feel like, well, I want to share something, but I don't want to expose myself out there, then use your confirmation name or a name that you wish that your parents had given you. Maybe you're angry about that. You don't like the name you were given. Who knows? But let's talk about it. But again, I'm not really talking about righteous anger that we see in Scripture, where it's a justified anger. It's an anger that is meant to actually get people in line, to wake people up, to really alert people that something serious is happening. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, you know, rage or anger or outbursts or things of that nature, those explosions that can happen, those reactionary moments where you just you don't even think, you're just responding in ways. I mean, I've talked about it with people, that sometimes people feel like they can't control their anger and they want to throw something or they want to punch something. I mean, it can really be that extreme, and that's why they have things called anger management programs and classes to help people learn to deal with the anger and get to the root of where the anger is coming from, because it really does. It's really based out of a fear, and we can talk about that as well. But we deal with this a lot in life coaching. You can always visit us at standtalltoday.com, get a free consultation, and we'd like you to have a really wonderful life. And so that's the plan with life coaching. But the question today is, how do you handle anger? Maybe you never get angry. You're so calm and cool and collected. Would you please tell us how you do that? How did you master that? And you have that kind of balance. We want to know. Maybe you've given yourself a timeout. Maybe you've used prayer to calm yourself down so you can respond rather than react. My husband Marty always is saying, respond, don't react. That's wonderfully, he puts it so beautifully, but sometimes it doesn't always work out that way. So let's really talk about it. The beauty of Take Two is we talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly. We put everything out there. We try to learn and grow together. And this is a beautiful platform for us to bring our experiences, our life issues to the table, where we can really just talk about it. I did bring the prayer book out. So if you're struggling with anger issues, we will pray for you. So that's another reason to call in. Or if you know somebody that has anger problems, we will pray for them. We like to pray by first name, so give the first name to Matt if you can when you call in. Here's the number. Fill up those phone lines, please. I don't want to make the whole entire hour me imparting all these life skills on how to get over anger issues. I really want to hear from you and your life and what's going on and what makes you angry. Maybe you're angry right now. You tuned in to Catholic Radio, and God, I believe, is using the radio airwaves to reach you. Because this topic, we don't believe there's any accident to it. It always impacts somebody. And oftentimes it's many people that are touched by the programs they hear on EWTN. So please call in. How do you handle anger? That's the question that I'm asking today. Real simple. I just need you to answer it by calling Matt first, and then you'll come on air with us and we'll chat. I'm very friendly, okay? And so it's usually a very wonderful experience. I love first-time callers, so please call in. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. If you're listening, we are live today. I know this is Epiphany Day, and I love that. Although we celebrated it this past weekend, but it's all this week, and so don't forget to mark your homes with the Epiphany blessed chalk and the blessing this week. It's very important. It's a very powerful blessing. If you missed the spirit world last weekend, just look it up in the archives, and Adam and I talked all about the Epiphany blessing, the power of it, and the importance of marking your homes, blessing them, having Christ bless your home. It is so incredible that we have these sacramentals, these prayers, this opportunity to protect all of the people in our home and to bring that peace and harmony into our homes and keep the anger outside. Don't bring it into your homes. So how do you handle anger? How about over the holidays? Were there any angry outbursts from anybody? Are you noticing that some of your children or grandchildren tend to have a bit of an anger problem? Let's talk about it. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We have the show team in place. We have Matt on the phones. He does a phenomenal job. We have Michael at the controls, and he is just an amazing producer. And we have Rich on social media. I am waving to everybody. Thanks, you guys. And thanks for the prayers. I'm still under the weather. I think I'm going to go on some medicine after the show, like antibiotics again or something of that nature. I got to knock this thing out before it continues too long into the new year. But, you know, that happens. And, you know, that can make you angry. Maybe you've got some health issues and it's bringing you down. It's making you angry. Is it possible you could be angry at God? Ooh, let's talk about that. I've had that experience. I will tell you that. There's been times I'm not so much angry at God. I'm just frustrated because I want an answer and I want it now. All right, here's the question. How do you handle anger? Please call in 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. I'll be right back. Much for joining us on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Our question today that we're putting out to the Take Two family, so I need you to weigh in, because if you don't, this is your show. So you're the teachers, you're the catechists, you're the one who share your lived experiences so you can help other souls. So if you want to help another soul today, or many souls, then call in and answer this question. How do you handle anger? We're going to get to Bill in just a moment. Bill, thank you so much. Please sit tight a little bit longer. Let me give the number 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Please call that number and tell us how you handle anger. Maybe you have somebody in your family. Maybe your spouse has anger issues and you'd like to talk about it. Let's do that. You can always give your confirmation name, and keep in mind that I do have the prayer book out. So we always pray for folks that, you know, we want them to overcome that. We want them to get past that and mature through the anger issues and to understand why anger is part of their life and get to the root of it, and then really have their best life when they can break free from that, break free of that anger, because it holds people back. It weighs people down, and it also labels people. People, you know, if you have an anger problem, people will say, oh, that's so-and-so, he's got anger issues. Okay, you don't want that. So let's really talk about it. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And maybe you don't have any anger issues and you want to tell us how you've done it. We love to hear from you. So we cover this from all angles. Before we get to Bill, let me just share about The EWTN On Demand platform features 50 new podcasts every week, as well as an ever-expanding library of audio and video content for Catholics who want to learn more about their faith simply using their mobile device, computer, or TV. Your favorite EWTN programs are available 24/7. All you have to do is visit EWTN.com and click On Demand. Okay, so that is what I have to share with our Take Two family right now, but I do need some more phone lines to light up. So please stop what you're doing. I know today is Epiphany, the day on the calendar, and maybe you're getting ready to gather the family and mark your doorposts. I get it, the thresholds of your home, but I need you to participate because you drive this show. Always remember that. Don't forget that. Jerry and I, we're along for the ride. You guys are the leaders. You guys are the catechists. So step up and make a difference. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Okay, let's go to Bill. Bill is our first caller from Austin, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Bill. Welcome to the program.
Hi, nice to meet you. What's your name?
Debbie. My name is Debbie. Thanks,
Debbie.
Bill.
Hi, Debbie. I'm a first-time caller to your show. I think this is the first time I've ever heard your show. I'm listening on EWTN 88.5 here in Austin, Texas, mm-hmm. and I was listening to you talk about anger management, mm-hmm. you know, and how people deal with rage and stuff. And it brought, you know, thoughts of what I've been going through in my own life. Like back in December, my family abandoned both me and my mother, who was bedridden, and pretty much, you know, she wasn't going to be with us much longer. And I did everything in my power to take care of her. Mm. And it was just kind of surprising, not shocking to me, that my family just turned their back on her for whatever reason. I don't know. It's like they were influenced by something else. And I had a lot of pent up rage about that. But it was, and at the time, you know, understand, you know, I wasn't Catholic at all. You know, I mean, I believed in Jesus and everything, you know, but I, not in the sense of like being part of a religion or a church or anything, but something happened after my mom died that inspired me to approach the Catholic Church. And I'm proud to say that I've just been nominated as catechumen, you know, and blessed.
Wow.
And I just feel like I, you know, I went from one home in, from one family into another. And it taught me that to, you know, in order to get over my rage and my hate, oh God, my seething hate for my family and what they did to my mother, you know, the most beautiful woman that I've ever known in my life. I've known that woman for over 50 years, you know, longer than anybody else on the face of this earth. And what they did to her broke me down, broke me down. Mm-hmm. To the point to where I collapsed at the foot of the cross and begged Jesus to save me. Mm. Because if he wasn't there, I wouldn't be here right now.
Sure. Sure.
So this is really intense stuff for me. You know, I prayed for God to teach me how to pray, and he, beautiful response. Beautiful response through the Holy Spirit. He said, pray more. I'm like, well, you know, why don't I think of that? Pray more. Practice, you know, practice makes perfect, right? You know? Mm-hmm. And I reached this point to where I started to understand that hating and having rage against my family gave them power over me. Mm. It's kind of like, you know, you see all these articles and editorials on the news about road rage incidents. People get mad at another driver as they're driving down the road, you know, and they get angry, you know, and they give them, like, you know, hand gestures, and they're yelling at them. Sometimes it gets extreme. Sometimes they, you know, chase this person down and get out of their vehicle and start a fight. Sometimes it ends really badly. Mm-hmm. But the problem is this: if you're driving down the road of life, and somebody does something to make you mad, make you angry, to trigger you, you've already lost. You already handed them your power. Mm-hmm. You gave them all the power that they need to destroy you as a person, as a human being. Mm-hmm. So what I did, my solution was this. This is what I was taught by the Holy Spirit. Lay that rage down at the foot of the cross. You know, lay that, give that rage to Jesus and let him handle it. You know, let him lift that up off your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I had to pull over, you know, I'm driving down the road, I'd pull over to call you and talk to you about that. Because it's really, really heavy stuff,
yeah.
You know. Now,
yeah.
I'm sure there's other people out there like me that have been experiencing something similar, you know, but that's the key, you know. Stop giving your power to people that make you angry. Instead, give that power to Jesus Christ. And I promise you, you know, he'll take care of it. You won't have to worry about it. Your life will be a lot easier. You'll enter into a state of grace like you've never, and this is coming from a sinner. I'm very much a sinner. You know, I have penance to pay. You know, even with all the good works that I thought I'd done, you know, my spiritual work needed to be worked on.
Mm-hmm. Bill, let me comment on a couple things that you said, and I'm so grateful that you pulled over and you made that first time call. I hope you call us again, and I'm glad you found our show and the station. That is so important. And what you're sharing today, coming from your heart and the pain that you have been through, is helping many souls today. So I just want you to know that, because we reach a worldwide platform. And Bill, you said that, and I hope I heard you correctly, that you're coming in, you're in formation, so you're coming into the Catholic Church, or you're already received into the Catholic Church. Are you coming in at the Easter Vigil?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, beautiful.
I'm in OCIA right now. Yeah,
perfect.
I've been in OCI since mid-September.
Yep,
and
perfect.
I am just meeting some awesome people, you know, and you know, after my mom died, the hospice, they have a bereavement program. It's nothing, you know. They call you every now and then. They send you a card or a note, you know, just to check in on you, make sure that you're not doing anything stupid, you know. But the Catholic Church, you know, has been more helpful and more impactful than any of that. So, I mean, if you're a home health care provider or caring for a loved one, I highly encourage you, you know, to, follow my lead, you know, and go to your local Catholic Church and, you know, inquire about OCIA or RCIA classes.
Right. Well, and Bill, let me just share. So we're so happy that you're in OCIA, and so I'll say to you, you know, welcome home, and I hope you let us continue to journey with you as you fully come into the Catholic Church at the Easter Vigil, and how beautiful that is. But Bill, before you go, I want to ask you this: are you comfortable giving us your mom's? I'm so sorry for your loss and the pain that you have received from your family, but can you give us your mom's first name? I brought the prayer book out.
Yeah, her name's Cynthia.
Cynthia, okay.
Cynthia Lee was her middle name, Cynthia Lee.
Beautiful. So let me share something, Bill, what you just said. And I am so, again, there's no accident. The Holy Spirit definitely tapped you and you said yes to call in. You know, when you were saying to lay that rage at the foot of the cross, so true, Bill. And oftentimes people forget that when they are filled with so much emotional pain, especially from family members who are supposed to love us and care for us and be kind to us and never hurt us and betray us. And when it comes from family members, it wounds us deeply. But what you did, Bill, is you processed through all that and you said, you know, I'm not going to give my power away. I'm going to forgive by putting that rage at the foot of the cross. See, when we do that, we are not holding on to the unforgiveness. We are actually, what you did is you're asking our Lord to take it, because it is so painful, and he can take it because he is God. And so the process you went through, I know it was so painful, but in a way it had pushed you to the next level. of an understanding of God and a self-discovery, and also an understanding of the sinfulness and the shortcomings of people around you. We all have that, Bill. That, you know, the people always like to quote scripture, you know, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You know, we're gonna get hurt. This is not heaven here. But this is a training ground for us to understand better ourselves and our relationship with God. And look, it brought you into Holy Mother Church. And I know what you were sharing. You know, everybody has a different experience of hospice. I personally had a really fantastic, great, just an amazing experience with hospice. Some people, you know, not so much, depending on different organizations. But I will tell you, Bill, when you said about coming into the church, that is what the church is designed to do, is to be community for people. And it sounds like you are connected with a beautiful parish. And so blessings to you, Bill. I think you're on a wonderful journey and a wonderful path. And we just want more of that for you for this year. And you know, Bill, all of heaven probably is listening to this broadcast. And, you know, I'm sure that, you know, God is allowing your beautiful mother, Cynthia Lee, to see that her son, you know, honors his mother. And I think that is so beautiful. And so God sees everything. You know, our brothers and sisters, our families, they may think they've gotten away with hurting us or doing things. God sees everything and God knows everything. So it's all going to be reconciled in the end. Any final comments, Bill? I just wanted to make sure that I understood you correctly in your journey.
No, I just want to thank you for taking my call, you know, and I just feel like I have a new home in, you know, with the church, you know, and I just want to encourage, I just felt compelled to stop, you know, and speak about, you know, how I handled, you know, what I've went through, all the rage and hate that I went through. It was destroying me from the inside out, right. You know, but through OCIA and the church and lots of prayer.
Beautiful.
Lots of prayer. You're free from it.
You're free from it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I felt it. I felt the Holy Spirit speaking through my chest, you know, and I could just, he's like, you know, don't worry about it. You know, mm-hmm. it's no big thing. Mm-hmm. You know, just focus on doing what you're doing. Pray more, you know, read your Bible, you know, go to mass, you know, go to class, you know, keep busy, you know, keep doing good things, positive things.
Amen.
And that's the path of healing right there. You know, and just giving it all to Jesus, you know, and just focusing on healing.
Beautifully said, Bill. I hope you call us again. Don't make this a one and done. I you're a first time caller today, but that's it. You got to be a regular caller now to take two and weigh in on any of the topics, Bill. You're always welcome. Thank you so much for allowing us to hear your story today. And I put you in the prayer book, your beautiful mother, Cynthia Lee, and for your journey into Holy Mother Church. Thank you, Bill, from Austin, Texas. Okay. When, I'm going to hit the pause button in just a moment. And when I come back, I'm going to get to another Bill. It's the day of Bills. This is so interesting because I was sharing with my producer, Michael, that I was thinking about people in my life that had a little bit of a temper, and my dad did, and my dad's name was Bill. Isn't that interesting? Any accident to that? I don't know. I think all of heaven is watching and listening to this broadcast. So if my dad is listening, he was a fun dad and a good dad, but he had a little bit of a quick temper. But Bill is up next from Massachusetts, and then we'll get to the others in the order that they came in. So if you would like to join this conversation talking about how do you handle anger, I'd love to hear your story, just like we heard Bill from Austin, Texas. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. If it's a longer story, you can always email us, take2@EWTN.com. And you can also post how you handle anger in the chats on social media. I'm waving to everyone. Thanks, you guys, for keeping the chats going, Facebook, YouTube, and all the other socials. But Bill in Massachusetts and James and the others, hang on. Please join this beautiful group that has come together to share with the world how they deal with anger. 833-288-3986. I'll be right back. Okay, we're having callers weigh in on this, and then they're, I think you either drop in the call or you're backing out for some reason. You can use your confirmation name or a name that you just prefer to use. That's fine. So you can protect, you know, yourself or people you want to talk about. But I think the topic is necessary because people deal with, you know, Bill, our earlier caller was talking about road rage. That's happening, you guys. That's a real situation that goes on all the time. People don't know how to respond. They just quickly react, and it's usually very dangerous. So let's get to the calls in just a moment. Bill from Massachusetts, our second Bill today. Hold on. Let me give the number 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. You have plenty of time to call in. How do you handle anger? Or if you've noticed somebody that has an anger issue, share about that. We'd like the details. Is it based in fear and pain and things of that nature? Where do you think the anger's coming from? Before we get to Bill, I just wanted to say congratulations to another EWTN radio partner, KHNA. FM 94.3, serving Sheridan, Wyoming, is celebrating 10 years with us this week. Congratulations to Gregory Marshall and his team at Aperio Radio from your friends here at EWTN. Okay, good job. Aperio Radio. It's so cool. I'm learning something new every day. It's in Sheridan, Wyoming. I've always wanted to travel to Wyoming. I hear it's absolutely beautiful, and it's nice to know they have a station there functioning for 10 years. Congratulations. What a great testament of how many souls that are being reached with Catholic radio. We have to take Catholic radio seriously and view it as a precious jewel in our midst. I cannot say it enough. Please don't take it for granted. Please support Catholic radio. And if your local station comes to you, especially, believe it or not, we're getting ready to gear up for spring pledge drive. So get ready for that. Okay, Bill in Massachusetts, waiting so patiently on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Bill. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. So what I do is I find that walking helps me out. I had a lot of anger issues years ago, and I just find out that you know, going for a nice walk and just thinking about good things. And I still get angry now and then, but I've learned to control it. So there's a lot of support groups out there. I can find them on, the computer or whatever. But and the other thing I think, real quick, I'll tell you is that I think people just lack patience.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard this story one time that there was this guy that went to his doctor, and of course, now this person is a patient. And then there's also patience. So, you know, we have to have our patience. So he goes in, he talks to the doctor, and the doctor goes, "What's going on?" He told him all his anger and all that stuff. He says, "Well, you know, let me tell you something. I'm going to buy something by you, and I want you to pay attention to what I'm saying to you." And the patient said, "Okay." So he goes, "Patience, my patience. If my patients had patience, I wouldn't have patience." But, I know that last person, the other Bill was talking about when he said about, you know, driving on the highway and stuff and, you know, road rage. So now what I do is when I'm driving on the highway, I get in the extreme right lane, and I just let them go, you know, and try and keep up with the traffic. But that's all I have to offer today other than, and I also... last thing, I just lost my wife in early December, and buried her a couple of weeks ago, and I was just beside myself. I'm still not angry, but I'm just upset that, you know, I'm not trying to blame anybody, but, you know, you think of the doctors or the, you know, mm-hmm. or like talking about God, aren't you mad at God? I'm like, well, I'm not mad at God, but, you know, I stopped down and think, and I processed the whole thing in my mind, but other than that, life is good.
Bill, I brought the prayer book out. I'm so sorry for your loss. Could you give us your wife's first name?
Sure, Lynn.
Lynn. Okay. Well, you're in the grieving process, you know, you're going through those emotions and everything, and that's understandable. But, you know, you said at the beginning of this call, you said that you choose walking as a way to kind of calm down things so you can process. I think that is so brilliant. You know, that is definitely one of the techniques that that is used in order to slow things down so you can respond rather than react. And getting out into nature is very healthy for us, and walking and having that exercise, and it's good for us, our bodies. It releases really good hormones. It's all good that works for that. And I love that, Bill, because that takes time. Walking takes time, and time is our friend. Time is our friend when we're angry. Most people react. They react quickly. You look at road rage. You look at bar fights and things of that nature, and things that end up on these shows, these crime shows. It's usually a quick reaction. People are not thinking. They're angry. They punch. They hit. They break. They do whatever, and it causes problems. But when you take the time, when you give yourself a timeout, or you take the time to go on a walk, or you take the time, even 10 or 20 seconds, to say a Hail Mary, an Our Father, a Glory Be. Time is your friend when it comes to anger, because it slows things down and it doesn't make for this quick reaction. Any comments on that, Bill?
No, and I thought the gentleman felt it out for me a lot better. He said, you know, go to church and go to confession and walk out feeling great. And go to church on a Saturday afternoon or a Sunday, and go to church and God will feed you. I'm like, boy, that's just so true. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm missing a lot of stuff, I guess. But thank you, Debbie. I really appreciate you taking my call. Thank you.
Absolutely, Bill. Stay in touch with us, and thank you so much for sharing today. You help so many souls, and it sounds like you're in the car, so safe driving. You have your guardian angel beside you, and definitely call us again. Happy New Year, and we just wish for you many blessings and a lot of healing through this, because you're obviously going through a very difficult and painful time with the loss of your wife, but just know that prayers are with you, Bill. So thank you so very much for calling. Okay, I'm going to move to James in Northwest Ohio. But before I do, could we please have another caller? We had a couple on the lines and they dropped off. I'd like you to call back. So if you, we'll put you to the front of the line because you've been waiting. Just call this number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And tell us how you handle anger. Okay. Give us the tips, the tools, the tricks of it. Maybe you're dealing with anger issues. Maybe you don't want to admit that you have an anger problem. You know, most, you know, it's kind of like, it's, well, it's a whole nother show, but let me just share this. People don't want to really look at themselves. Okay. None of us do. We want to see a certain thing in the mirror and we're like, okay, I can deal with that person, but you don't really want to say, okay, I may have an anger problem, or I may have a quick temper, or I may have, you know, I lack patience and, or things of that nature. Maybe you really down deep know the truth, but you don't want to face it. The best thing you can do is call, I think, call us and just say it. If you announce it, you say it, you're already so much closer to healing that, to overcoming the problems that are holding you back or maybe causing you to sin. So by declaring it, by acknowledging it, by recognizing it, it's part of the healing process. And it's very healthy. And I don't think it's fair to hold back, because other people need to know what's going on in people's lives. I mean, if everything looks perfect, we don't really know what's really happening. And that's not fair to do, because we go into our own homes and it's not perfect. It's not. And so, but we're trying to get there. We're trying to make it the domestic church and really live out a path to holiness, a path to sainthood. But we can only do that with our stories. So please don't sit back. If you feel prompted by the Spirit, you still have plenty of time to call in. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And James, you're going to get our virtual patience award today. Sending it to Northwest Ohio. You listening on Annunciation Radio. Hi, James. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you. I learned how to deal with people that made me angry because of my wife. When I was first married to her, she did something and I criticized her. And her answer to me hit home. Mm-hmm. She said, "Do you want to see my list?" So I realized I wasn't perfect. She's not perfect. And you don't know the life history of the people that show anger to you. They may have other issues that are hidden underneath. So
yeah.
I try to be patient. I might be standing in a line and, you know, a clerk will say, "I'm sorry you had to wait so long." And I say, "That's all right. My dad took me fishing. I learned patience." And
True.
That's a cute way of saying it. But, yeah, you need to learn patience.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
as far as Bill, who just called in, I'm approaching the second anniversary of my wife passing.
Mm.
And the two things that helped me the most is the Our Father, where it says, "His will be done in heaven and on earth." We don't know why God took my wife, but he did. And the other thing is, grief is the price you pay for loving someone.
It's so, very true. James, do you feel comfortable giving us your wife's first name? I'm so sorry for your loss.
Oh, I've called in before. She's already on the list, but I would like you to just put in Father Andrew.
Okay.
Because he is our parish priest,
mm-hmm.
and you did the telethon at Toledo with him.
I did, yes, yes. Okay, so I put Father
Andrew. He had a brain tumor, and mm-hmm. they removed it, and he's awful young to be dealing with that, but we mm-hmm. keep praying for him.
Mm-hmm. How is he recovering, James?
He had a week. He had to go to Columbus for some, I think, chemotherapy. But other than that, he seems to be doing good.
Mm-hmm.
So
good, good. James, I don't mean to bug you on this, but this is my new prayer book for January. So can you give us your wife's first name again? Only because the 2025 book is closed up already.
Oh well. She went by Jane. That wasn't her first name, but that's what everybody knew her.
Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure I have you in the 2026 book. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. You're just such a kind soul, and I thank you because you care. You care, and you recognize that, like you said, if you love somebody, you're going to grieve when there's a loss or there's a change in the relationship. And so you're spot on, and that's the price we all pay for that. But the experience is worth it. And so, James, I think you nailed it beautifully. Thank you so a happy new year to you and many blessings in this beautiful new year. Call us again anytime. Keep us posted on how things are going. I wanted to move to Mary from Missouri on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Mary. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Debbie. Thanks for taking my call. I got in my car and turned on the radio right as you were talking about anger. Are you still talking about anger?
Oh, yeah. Yes, definitely. Go right ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and I heard you talk about calling it out and just being transparent. And it's exactly what happened to me. In my mid-30s, I had a real anger problem. Mm-hmm. I think I had a particularly difficult oldest to raise and just lots of complications that made it difficult. But I developed this rage that almost had a life of its own, almost like it just kind of flared up and it almost wouldn't stop until it ran its course.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really kind of unfamiliar with it. I don't think I was raised in that sort of family or anything. So I was part of a ladies' Bible study at the time, and I kind of called it out. I let it be said. I've got this problem. I don't know where it comes from.
Right.
It just takes over me. And I have to say, calling it out was a big part of healing, probably. Mm-hmm. And I think we all prayed for it. Plus, I don't know what I was doing, Bible study and different things. And I can't remember exactly how it went away. It mm-hmm. did. It is not part of my life anymore, but it was a big part of my life then.
Mm-hmm. That is beautiful. I'm so glad you called in, Mary. You're an answer to prayer, because I've been a life coach for over 20 years. And we always say in life coaching, when you acknowledge something, you're 50% there to a type of recovery and healing. And you just nailed it. You just affirmed that by calling in and sharing your journey. And Mary, here's the interesting thing, what you said. Anger, because underneath the anger is fear and pain and all this and worry and anxiety, all these things underneath the anger. The demons know that, and they know how to play on that. They know how to leverage that. They know how to, they're opportunists. They know how to use that against us. But once you say it and you can start praying towards a healing, it diffuses everything. It's like letting the air out of a balloon. They don't have any more power like that, because you're not trying to hide it anymore. You're not trying to avoid it. You're not trying to fake it. You're announcing it. You're claiming it. You're declaring it, and you're claiming a healing. You're saying, I really and truly want to be healed from this. And you shared it with a community of friends and believers, and they started praying for you. Well, guess what? There's nothing that the demons can really bug you about, because now you have pushed through it. And it's something that you said, Mary, that is so powerful. You said, I hope I don't change your words, but it's like this bubbling up of things. And that rage that happens, it's like, I always say it's like a soda bottle when you shake it up and then you open the top and it goes all over the place, right? Well, because it builds. And that negativity, that pain that is trying to somehow find an outlet, somehow you're trying to make sense of it. It goes nowhere and frustrates. It really doesn't serve a purpose. But when you absolutely say, "Hey, I've got this situation. I don't want this anymore." All of a sudden, now you are looking for a way to express what is going on, the feelings that you have, and you just shared it about being a mom and things of that nature. Okay, so it's so beautiful. You processed through it. I thank you so much, Mary. Did I grasp your story in the proper way?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You did so much, and as you talked, I really was almost to tears. I feel so delivered, because mm-hmm. every step of the way, God was there, and I guess I had to cooperate and call it out and
yep.
take His help.
Yep,
so
absolutely.
I do believe everything you said was very affirming. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I mean, there's no accident to your call. You were prompted by the Holy Spirit. And I'm sure, Mary, you helped probably thousands of souls today that are trying to hide something because maybe they're embarrassed about it or ashamed. I mean, come on, we can't fake it. The world knows when things are happening, and God certainly sees everything. So why not fess up and really try to just move past it and have your very best life? And it sounds like you are having that, Mary, and blessings to you. I hope you have just a continued abundant blessings in the new year. Call us anytime, okay?
Yes, blessings to you. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you. Thank you. That was a great call. Okay, before we get to Joe in Michigan, let me share this about EWTN Radio Extra is the past, present, and future of Catholic radio. You'll hear classic programs from Mother Angelica and Dr. Scott Hahn, timeless devotionals, and award-winning podcasts from our partners on EWTN's Podcast Central. Listen to EWTN Radio Extra on the EWTN app and on EWTN.com. Okay, we're going to go to Joe in Michigan on Sirius XM 130. Joe is our next caller. Welcome, Joe. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You go right ahead.
Oh, hi. How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
My anger issues, I turn them to sorrow and to try to get to humility because of the fact that anger is such a battle that I've had my whole life. We have seven children, and God has definitely a sense of humor, given me seven children with my beautiful wife. But I've noticed lately that if with anxiety, the underlying currents, like you were talking about, to anger, mm-hmm. Before it gets to that point, that if I say, Jesus, I trust in you, and keep on saying it, the darkness and the light can't peacefully coexist. So if you keep on bringing Jesus into it, that's a light. And that turns on a light, and the darkness goes away. And it's been helping me out a lot.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you shared that, because I was about at the end of the show to share about Jesus, I trust in you. You know, interesting, Joe, I say Jesus, I trust in you probably 1,000 times a day, because for so many reasons, like you talked about anxiety and worry and fears and things that are happening and just the world in general. Let's face it. I mean, we've got to be real if we're really going to help other souls. This world is difficult. Oh, believe me, there's mixed in blessings and beautiful things, like your seven children. That's a beautiful blessing, and it's mixed in the midst of what goes on in the world. But generally, the world can be very difficult. You can have ups, you can have downs, you can have twists and turns and sadness and sorrow and loss and death and health issues. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And if we put all of our trust in Jesus, if we constantly remind ourselves that it's trust God above all things, all the storms, all the worries, all the anxiety that is swirling around us, we can make it. We can make it. I know, I'm living proof of that. We can make it. But if we get into all the things that are the problems, oh yeah, you're going to have anger. You're going to have a lack of patience. You're going to have all sorts of things, you know, crazy behavior, reckless behavior, all sorts of things, because we can't deal with it. Joe, I love that you said, Jesus, I trust in you, and I'm glad it's working for you, and I'm glad you shared it with the world, because again, you, like Mary, our previous caller, probably helped thousands of souls today. So thank you, sir.
Can you put my name and my family's name in your book?
Absolutely. If you want to give us any first names, feel free to do that. But I put Joe and his family are already in the book. So go ahead. Anything else you want me to add?
Rachel, my wife.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter, Rita, who has problem with anger issues.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay. And I put the rest of the family in there. God definitely knows your family. So your whole family's in the book, and we take prayer very seriously. And just know that this is huge, what you did today, sharing with the world. And I know, Joe, you helped other dads out there as well. So thank you, sir. God bless you.
You're
Thank you. Call us again. I'm going to get to John in Pensacola, Florida, on Guadalupe Radio Network. John, I only have a minute, but I wanted to squeeze you in. Anything you wanted to share?
I probably don't have enough time, but I just anger is basically my Achilles heel, so I've been getting some good advice today. I just don't know how I really handle the utter and blatant disrespect people have for other people nowadays, and just no respect for authority, things like that. It just seems like it's gotten worse in the last 20 years or so, and I don't know. It's not, I don't know. You can call it righteous anger, but it's affecting, you know, my life. And I think I've passed this on down onto my son too. My wife has tried to tell me to calm down and just try to, it's not that easy. So.
Yeah. And John, you know what? We just have to practice the Jesus, I trust in you, and just know that God sees everything. We're going to see all this these unfair situations and rude behavior and all sorts of things, but God sees everything, and he'll take care of it. We've got to keep turning it over to him. And I put John in the prayer book and your family, because you need to, if it is your Achilles heel, you need to be free of it. And it's something that that you can definitely work on. And I'm glad you took some tools away from this and some tips from today's show. But let's all keep working on it. I mean, we face a difficult world. We're going to have to practice all of these things that we're talking about. And in life coaching, practice makes permanent. I know everybody thinks it's practice makes perfect, and that is true sometimes, but it's practice makes permanent. If we keep doing it, we will make it permanent in our lives, and other people will see that and they will react appropriately. And so we want that for you, John. Blessings to you. I put you in the prayer book. Lots of prayers for you. Beth, a first-time caller from Pennsylvania. Kathy from North Carolina. I'm not going to get to you today, but at the end of this month, we have our Unscripted. Feel free, Beth and Kathy, you can call back on Unscripted at the end of the month, and you can say, hey, I was waiting on the anger show, and I don't want to get angry, so put me to the front of the line, and Matt will do just that. Thank you so much to everybody who participated today. I really feel like we made a difference in the world. Thanks, you guys. I love the Take Two family. Thank you, Matt, Michael, and Rich, our wonderful show team here for Take Two, and thank you to all the affiliates that carry Take Two Live. This is Epiphany Day, so it's amazing. Get your thresholds of your home with the Epiphany Blessing and the Blessed Chalk, okay? Tomorrow, we have another show planned for you, and Jerry will be with us. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon. Happy New Year.